The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan, come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight, all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan, turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Don't do it. I say that a lot. Don't do it. I say that a lot. Sometimes, you know, I'll say my daughter's about to do it. Don't. But there's something that people say to me, and typically people over the age of 50, they say this thing to me. And my automatic, it's like my knee-jerk response is don't do it. You know what it is, Dan?
I don't know. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Here's what they say. It happened last night. Last night I was party to a conference call, like a consulting call, and I was working with another consultant, you know, counseling some people. And we ask, of course, what is your goal? What do you want to achieve? And one of the guys said, I'm 64 years old and I want to retire. And that's it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm going to tell you why I say don't do it. Dan, you like to talk about, whenever we're having dinner with people, my relationship with Joe Weider. You don't have to bring it up right now. But Joe Weider was really sort of the initiator of the whole bodybuilding fitness thing. I mean, he brought Arnold Schwarzenegger here. He created Muscle and Fitness and Flex and Shape in all of the magazines. And he's just an amazing man. I had the privilege to work with him and also to befriend him. And I remember he was 82 years old at the time. And his wife bought him a car, and the license plate said, To Do Boy, because he always had something to do. He never stopped. So I would meet him at his house. I'd get there. We'd go into his backyard. He's already sitting there, and he's going through his mail. And that was like a whole adventure. I mean, he had this huge bucket and then a second bucket, and he'd just go through the mail, toss it, and some stuff he'd save. And he was a voracious reader. So every day, that was a process, going through the mail, and I would sit with him, and we would talk. And as soon as he'd finish with the mail, he'd go, okay, let's go. And we'd go somewhere. Always. It would be we'd jump in his car and we'd have to go to a photo shoot. Or he'd be doing an interview. Nonstop. In fact, he would always wear a suit and sneakers because he was constantly on the move. 82 years old. And I watched him and I said, this guy has amazing energy. Years later, the day came that he sold his company, and I would say reluctantly, he really didn't want to, but everybody was telling him he has to retire, and he sold his company for more money than anybody would ever need. And I watched this very young man in his 80s age, and I mean almost overnight. He wound up in Cleveland Clinic getting back surgery. He was never the same. Now, people will argue it. They're going to go, oh, that would have happened to him anyway. I don't know. I really don't know. And the sad thing is, I'm watching my dad go through it. You know, Dan, you met my dad. He sits, you know, and he can hold a conversation, but he's a guy who was a controller for a major company, was sharp. When he retired, his function became driving my mom to the mall. And then what happens is your brain, you know, there's that old saying, use it or lose it. And the fact is, if you don't use it, it starts to go. So I'm thinking of this only because, Dr. Pompa, you and I had a conversation several minutes ago, and you were looking for something, and you were going, I don't understand how to do this. And I said, good, right? Good, because that keeps you young. We have to continue to learn at any age. We have to continue to have to figure things out. Because it's becoming an epidemic. We can call it dementia. We can call it Alzheimer's. Whatever we want to call it, we're seeing brains deteriorate. Am I right?
Yeah, like crazy. It's happening.
So I was hoping today we could talk about some strategies people can use and maybe even some warning signs. I mean, we all laugh. You know, people, I'm having a senior moment. But you walk into a room and you go, why did I come in here again? Right? Or you're walking around on your cell phone going, I can't find my phone. And we laugh about that. But you know what? You didn't do that when you were 15 years old. Now, you can make the argument we didn't have cell phones when I was 15. But you didn't. You knew where you put your keys back then, you know? So something's happening. So how can we start that discussion?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's happening is when we look at the numbers of the rise of neurodegenerative conditions, what does that mean? You know, we lump in Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ALS, dementia. I mean, all of these things. And, you know, all of them really, you know, one of the first signs that the brain is not working is short-term memory loss, right? I mean, people start to forget where their keys are. I just saw a great commercial on television, and I thought it was really good. It was, you know, the woman was forgot where she put her keys, right? They used that exact scenario. And the husband was like, well, last time you looked in the bathroom, I looked at the house, she's walking around the house, he opens the refrigerator, and, you know, and there they were. And, you know, she had this look of concern, and he said, you know, it's okay, honey. You know, it's like they saw it coming. You know, why today is this, these diseases escalating so fast, Bill? I mean, that's the question, right? I mean, this is the first thing. I mean, because there's a reason. Something's changed. So the next question then is what's changed? Because this wasn't the way it is. When we look at these numbers, it's scary. And I'll tell you this, Bill, there's not an answer. The drug companies have now labeled this, you know, the graveyard of hope, meaning there's no hope. Bury it. Zero. $9 billion estimated invested in the last few years in looking for an answer. Drugs, whatever they may think is the answer, doesn't matter. The fact is they've come up empty. Everybody's coming up empty. This is one of my favorite topics, Phil, as you know.
I'm glad we went there then.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, it will make you happy for the next hour. And two, you're going to share some really great insight that people will benefit from, right? And okay, here, let me start with the very lame argument. And I'm not making this argument, I'm just speaking it because I hear it. Nothing's changed, people are just living longer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an argument. People have lived longer for several reasons. You know, infectious disease is different. Right? I mean, we look at the turn of the century when, you know, people were hit with different conditions that we just don't deal with today, mostly because we have plumbing and, you know, we have sanitation that's different. A lot of these things have changed how long humans live, especially from the turn of the century. You know, I remember, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and, you know, today there's a lot of focus on the environment, right? Well, if you grew up in Pittsburgh in the early 1900s, Pittsburgh was black, and when you ride this thing called the incline, it's a really amazing thing that goes up the mountain, right? And at the top, they have all these pictures of Pittsburgh from 1920, 1915, 1910, and it's black. However, it was daytime, and they say this is 12 noon in Pittsburgh, and it was black. And my father said that, you know, we couldn't wear white shirts. Nobody wore white shirts that worked in the business world. Why? Because your shirt would be black by the end of the day. I mean, imagine that level of pollution. So today, I mean, you know, we don't have that level of pollution in the air. However, still, toxins are different today.
Hold on. Let me jump in. I just want to say this. We don't see it. That's the difference.
Right. That is the difference. Absolutely. That is the difference. And these types of toxins are a lot more, you know, different how they affect the nerves. They're neurotoxic, whereas a lot of the pollutants that they were breathing in right into the lungs, and people died early, but they didn't suffer the same conditions that we're suffering from neurotoxins. It's a different game. It's a different chemical. It's a different pollution completely, causing different symptoms.
And I would, you know, it's hard to say which is worse, but this is certainly more insidious because, as I said, there are two difficulties here. One is you don't see it, but two is the medical field doesn't recognize it, which makes it even harder, right? You go to the doctor because some kind of toxins are literally cannibalizing or inflaming your brain, and the doctor wants to put you on a medication, never acknowledging that this source of this problem might be identified right in your home or right outside of your home. We'll be back. This is Health Seekers Radio.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Phil Kaplan, being joined by the guy who's always joining me here, Dr. Daniel Papa. Dr. Papa, we started down a road here today. We started talking about the brain. And here's what I realize. You know, we cannot cover all of it in an hour. We cannot cover all of it in a day. We cannot cover all of it in a month. We probably could not cover all of it in a year. And I think at the end of that year, we'd have more questions than answers. But the questions need to be asked before we find the answers. And where I think medicine is very stuck is they kind of shrug, like, yeah, well, your grandfather is getting older now, and we're just going to put him on this medication. And I think the very simple question to ask is, will the medication make him better? Because the answer is always the same. No.
Right.
So why put him on the medication? And here's the usual answer. Because there's a chance it might slow the degeneration.
Right.
That's a little discouraging, right? So, okay, here's the big question. Let's just start with a simple yes or no. In your opinion, when somebody begins the progression, I mean, they're still fully functional, but they may have put their keys in the refrigerator, right? But they're still fully functional. They know everybody's name. They remember what they had for breakfast. But there's a little bit of evidence that they're not quite what they used to be in terms of their memory and their cognition. In your opinion, can they halt the degeneration?
I've seen it.
So that would be a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask a different question. In your opinion, can they recover?
Yes.
Okay. So I made a list right now on the break, just a very quick list, because it prompted my brain to think, and that's a good thing, when we were talking earlier, what are the things that people can do? And I want to just read you my list because I don't have medicine on the list. I don't have medication on the list. I don't have surgery on the list. I want to just tell you the words I came up with. Tell me what you think. And then we can go through whichever ones you like. Eat, meaning eat healthfully, because I know you're going to talk about the link between the gut and the brain. So eat, think, learn, plan, exercise, detoxify, socialize. Eat, think, learn, plan, exercise, detoxify, socialize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that I believe can contribute to, at the very least, preventing loss of function, and perhaps can contribute to betterment. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with all of those. You don't use it, you lose it. You don't detoxify, you will die.
Okay, so well, which one do you want to start with? You want to start with, because detoxify and eat, I think, are very closely linked, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we went down that road, didn't we? I mean, today it's neurotoxic illness is the driving force of these brain conditions, and made the argument that toxins are different today. People were dying of these toxins, were getting into lungs, lung cancer, et cetera, different types of infections. So, yeah, we're living longer, but we're living longer in nursing homes. We're living longer with neurodegenerative conditions. We're living longer unhealthy. So, you know, really, what good is it? We're living longer on medications with no life. Matter of fact, and that's stopping too, by the way. My children's generation is the first generation not to outlive their parents. So, yeah, we went through the turn of the century with a lot of reasons for why people died early. Phil, we grew up in the longest living generation in our time. And then now it's turning the corner again. But in the midst, we're dealing with these brain conditions, which we know, neurotoxins, meaning toxins that affect your nerves, and your brain's a big nerve, are the, you know, contributing factor, which diet and detox play the greatest role.
You know, I introduced you to a friend of mine who is now a friend of yours, Dr. Bleiweiss. And I've seen him, I've witnessed this, where he's talking to a couple, and they're talking about the husband's memory and his loss of memory and his kind of forgetfulness. And Dr. Bleiweiss nods his head and he goes, he's got a gut problem. And of course, they're kind of jarred by that. Like, no, doc, you're not listening. You know, this is not a gut problem. This is a brain problem. He's going, no, this is a gut problem. Can you kind of translate that for people who might not quite understand that?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at these conditions, we do want to focus on two brains, the brain between your ears and the brain, the second brain it's called, and that's your gut. We know now that certain bacteria play a role in the chemicals your brain actually needs to run on. So it produces, your gut produces those chemicals from certain bacteria. So in other words, if you're lacking certain bacteria in your gut, in your stomach, in your intestines, so to speak, then you literally do not make certain brain chemicals like serotonin, You can't make enough of it because so much of it is made in the gut. Certain other chemicals like dopamine, I mean, all of these neurotransmitters are made in the gut from certain bacteria. So then we ask the question is, why are people lacking certain bacteria and not able to make enough of these chemicals that the brain needs to function? Well, it's because of the overexposure to certain toxins. Like we've talked about it in past shows, glyphosate is being sprayed on all of our food today. Every conventional grain is being sprayed with it just to harvest it. Every plant, it's being used as an herbicide, pesticide. And it is literally, it's unavoidable today. So therefore, it's killing certain bacteria in our gut that we need to make brain chemicals. That's a problem. It's a new problem.
So the eat better part is really a vital piece of this. And it's not only for an aesthetic. You know, when people hear eat better, of course, they think that's a weight loss strategy, right? But it is, of course, an overall health strategy. I mean, we can pull all of the old simple cliches, you are what you eat, and as simplified as they are, there is some truth to that. But I think when we're talking about the brain, this is perhaps the greatest fear today. Because if somebody is gaining weight, they can make peace with the fact that they believe it's correctable, right? In other words, even if they've tried before, they go, well, after the stressful period, I will lose weight. Come New Year's, I will go on this diet. When it's your brain, you don't know what to do. So you know what most people do? Deny it and ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That leads them to not a very good place. So I think the most important thing is to take ownership right this very minute, regardless, even if you're as sharp as you've ever been, take ownership right now of you are programming not only the thought process in your head, but the condition, the physical condition, and in that the operating condition of your central nervous system, Mac Daddy leader, which is your brain, the one that sits between your ears. That is linked, of course, with what you called the other brain, right? The gut brain. So eating better becomes a vital piece of it. Now, we don't have to go down that road because we've done so many shows where we talk about nutrition, but all of the things that you speak about in terms of reversing movement along that disease continuum from a nutrition standpoint apply here, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Here's what I believe the Alzheimer's Association and all of these different organizations recommend. They say, work your brain, exercise your brain, crossword puzzles. Now, I'll go with that. I'll say, okay, there's something to it. But I think there's something even more. Because here's some of what I've learned, and this is not necessarily having to do with older people and the loss of brain function. But it's something you and I have discussed before, and you mentioned serotonin as a brain chemical, and there's another one that's vitally important called dopamine, and these control our mood. And when we spike dopamine synthetically, we feel really good. When we finish feeling really good, we feel really bad. And I want to talk about how that plays into what happens to your brain. This is Phil Kaplan. I'm here with my very good friend, the expert in all of this, Dr. Dan Pompa. You're listening to Health Seekers Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Second half of today's Health Seekers Radio. This is Phil Kaplan and my good friend Dr. Daniel Pompa, empowering you, giving you some truth, helping you understand how to gain control of your body, your health, and your life. And those are pretty important things, right? So before the break, I said if we're looking to preserve brain function, if we're looking to preserve brain health, We have to recognize at some level the importance of these neurotransmitters, and we mentioned too, serotonin and dopamine. And I said, when somebody spikes dopamine synthetically, they feel really, really good, because this is the trigger for good feelings, right? In the nervous system, the neurotransmitter dopamine makes you feel good. Even if it takes something stupid to get you there, you'll still feel good, correct? So if you use a drug, if you use cocaine, you get a dopamine spike, and you feel good. However, it is inevitable that when that wears off, you drop dopamine lower than where it was before.
Sounds like a conversation we had in the past, some past shows.
Exactly, because the body is genius at homeostasis, at maintaining balance. So when you think you're smart enough to mess around with one compound, your body's got it covered. It doesn't understand why something's spiking, so it compensates. It's trying to restore balance, and in that, you've thrown everything out of balance, right? So the dopamine spike is followed by a dopamine drop. Now you feel bad. So here's what you know. If you use that drug again, you'll feel good. And this is a part of the addiction cycle, and people are always trying to get back to that first high, and they can never quite get there. So is spiking dopamine a good thing or a bad thing? Well, in that case, it's a bad thing. However, if you spike dopamine because you are participating in something you love, but there's a part B, you are participating in something you love, and you are learning, this is beautiful. You get a dopamine spike and not the drop. So in order to develop our brain as infants and toddlers and children, we're smiling, we're happy, we're having fun, and we're learning. And that's how the brain starts to really work well. When we get older, we stop that. We turn on CNN and we just kind of listen to it like background noise. And I think if somebody in any stage of their life would start to find something they love that they can learn, that is going to be so powerful in at least offsetting that degenerative disease. What do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of it, no doubt. So, absolutely.
This past weekend, I went to Sunfest, which is a big festival in Palm Beach. I went with my daughter. And there are concerts, but there's a huge, art fair, art show. And I look at some of the people, and they're at kind of their second or third career in life, meaning they're older and they've retired, but they took up art because it's something they always loved. And here's what's beautiful about that, because I'm watching and I'm going, look at this very vibrant person in their 80s and their 70s and their 90s. They're socializing, they're talking, people are coming up, admiring the art. They're doing what they love, they're required to think. It really is not that complicated. It's just hard in the world we live in today, where everybody's stuck in their computer and their phone, and they're having things done for them. And you know what, Dan? They don't even have to remember how to get home because they have a GPS now. So they don't even need brain power anymore. That's the truth. Their phone will do it all. They park in the parking lot or the garage. They take a picture of the spot because they don't trust their brain to remember that they parked in, 4D. I see it all the time. So eat, think, detoxify, learn, socialize. Now I'm going to ask you a hard question. If it were you, if you started, God forbid, you started to notice some decline, what would you change in your life? What would you do to take responsibility and ownership and go, I'm not going to let this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I think we have to use it or we lose it, right? I mean, I saw my father who, after he quit work, I just saw him. I didn't, my father didn't lose his brain. He ended up with lung cancer, smoked for 55 years. Yeah, still made it to the ripe old age of 84. However, I saw him get into a depressed state, which is another brain issue, after he stopped using his brain and working. But look, today we have to look at what's causing this. When we look at what's causing the brain, just throw some things out there. We know inflammation of the brain is part of this condition of losing our brain and our memory, right? It all does start with just short-term memory loss. Then we've heard of the term amyloid proteins, tau proteins. These are these plaquings that are occurring in the brain driven by inflammation. So we know that these chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, which our stomach brain, our gut play a role in, is a factor. But what's causing these plaquings? What's causing it? Phil, you asked me the question, what would I do? I immediately go, what is the cause of what we know is causing the problem? So in the medical world, they look at these tau proteins, these amyloid plaques, is the cause. But I back up one more step, Phil, and say, what's causing that? And the research is there, Phil. The research is there. We know that certain neurotoxins, toxins that attack nerves, are driving these plaques and inflammation. So when I did my research, I asked the question. So I said, okay, what's causing it? I laid out research studies. I had them all over my desktop. In the old days, it'd be on my actual desk at papers. But I laid it out all over my desktop. I came up with four factors of causation. This is according to not my opinion, according to the studies. Metabolic disorders, elevated glucose, insulin, which creates something called glycation. Okay, drives inflammation. Elevated glucose and insulin, write it down. Toxins, in particular, heavy metals, link in that chemical glyphosate, massive link. Okay? Brain nutrient deficiencies, certain fats that we're not being exposed to today. The lack of something called glutathione, which we've talked about in the past. So that was definitely in the research. And the last one we've already mentioned here, certain gut bacteria. Those four things is approach, though, because those four things is what every study shows is the cause. Now, modern medicine, Phil, is not touching any of those. If you want to avoid this condition or, you know, get out of it, avoid it or heal from it, you better focus on those four topics right there.
Metabolic disorders, meaning something is maladapted in metabolic function, and you're talking specifically about the relationship between the endocrine system and sugar in the blood, right? Glycation.
Right.
So
yeah,
when people...
Go ahead. Yeah,
when people
make it clear, elevated glucose and insulin, right? And that's most of America. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is real. This is another, I think, important fact to understand that I don't think medical convention will explain to you. If they look at your blood sugar and your blood sugar is high, and then you go for a fasting test and your blood sugar is high, the next step in the book that they go through when they go through the conventional medical school, the way they teach it at Cornell Medical School, the next step is put somebody on a medication to lower blood sugar, right? And there are common ones, metformin, glucophage. And then the person gets their blood sugar checked and they're fine because now their blood sugar is normal. But let's back up. Before the decision is made to put somebody on medication, if we look at blood sugar being high, and we said earlier the body's always trying to balance things and it's very intelligent. If the blood sugar is high and we check insulin and insulin is low, that is likely a problem with the pancreas. It is not making enough insulin. Most people today with high blood sugar are not falling into that category. They're in another category where glucose is high, but so too is insulin. And I think it's important for you to understand, if you have high blood sugar, check your insulin, because if it's high, your pancreas is doing an amazing job of making the necessary hormone. Your cells just aren't receiving it. And that's what we talk about when we talk about a metabolic disorder.
Right.
Resultant from elevations in blood sugar and elevations in insulin. And what you're saying is that leads to inflammation and breakdown in function of the brain.
You know, Alzheimer's is considered type 2 diabetes of the brain. And I thought I heard a break music there, so I was going to wrap that up. But
well, you know what? You'll wrap it up when we come back. Okay, we'll hold on to that.
Yep.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know what, Dr. Papa, those commercials, those are really important because they tell people where they can go to get stuff. Really important, right? And also, if there were no commercials, there'd probably be no radio shows. So, the commercials are really important, but they left us on a cliffhanger because right before the break, you said something that sounded like Alzheimer's is type 2 diabetes in the brain, and then all of a sudden we had to get a break. Take it from there.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it, type 2 diabetes of the brain. And you brought up a really good point, Steve. We can take a medication and lower glucose, and everyone goes, oh, I'm fine. You're not, because you actually, insulin is the bigger culprit. So you still have elevated insulin, and that's an issue. Insulin is the big driver of inflammation, although elevated glucose is definitely damaging in itself as well. But, you know, here's what you have to understand. Is that most Americans, I just read this, on average eat 14 times a day. Now, I know everyone listening would say, well, I don't. I only eat 2 or 3 times a day. Well, no, see, because every time you pass the kitchen, you eat a handful of nuts. Okay, there's one. Every time you eat that healthy drink that you bought at the health food store, maybe it's a kombucha or who knows what it is, that's another meal. And then every time you put something in your mouth that's not water, you spike insulin. What we know is the more times you spike insulin, even with a healthy food, I don't care if you eat a salad, you are challenging your cells, your mitochondria, and you're driving in some form of oxidation that your body has to downregulate. The bottom line is this, in every study, the more you do that, the sooner you die. The more you do that, the more inflammation. The more you do that, you challenge these pathways in our cells that keep us healthy. So ultimately, it's like this. The less often you eat, the longer you will live. And that's a fact. And I know we've talked about this on other shows, so we don't have to go down this road. But people, the old adage of eating 5-6 meals a day, you know, that's over. We know that, you know, that's not the key. And we know that when you look at every study for healthy brains and living longer, you know, it's people who eat less. And I said this on a past show, don't eat less often. And that's really what the research shows. I just think there's been bad communication there. So, yeah, insulin, you want to control insulin, of course. Don't eat all the processed foods. Of course, white bread. Of course, sugar. You know, but eating less often, we've done some past shows on this, really makes a difference. And we can open up a can of worms on that because there's something called intermittent fasting we talked about. But I'm going to talk about how they've used this strategy in some of these studies to help these conditions.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just a real quick review, and then I'm going to just hand it to you so you can do that, okay? What you can do to prevent is be aware that you've got to eat healthfully. You've got to ask your brain to think. You have to learn, ideally learn something you love, but actually learn. You've got to take on the challenge of planning, whether it's planning events or whether it's planning your business. But somewhere you've got to access that prefrontal cortex because you're building that network. You have to exercise, you have to detoxify, and you have to socialize. Okay, now with all of those said, you gave four very specific issues that are causal. And one, you addressed metabolic disorders. Two was heavy metals and glyphosate. Three, nutritional deficiencies. Four, gut bacteria. So in the minutes we have left, give them what you can.
Yeah. Well, look, toxins. When I went through all the studies, we've heard about aluminum as being linked to Alzheimer's. We've heard about mercury from amalgam fillings, which we've talked about in some shows. Those are the silver fillings in your mouth. And all that mercury vaporizes the life of that filling, and the mercury is going right into the brain. You put that with aluminum, and something called a lethal dose value rises, meaning it's more toxic when you put it with aluminum. Oh, and then we mentioned the chemical glyphosate, which we just found out in recent studies allows toxins like heavy metals to penetrate deeper into the brain. We know that glyphosate kills bacteria that we need to make brain chemicals. Put this combination together, heavy metals and glyphosate, my gosh, no wonder we have this massive turn rise since the 1990s of these neurodegenerative brain conditions. Well, heavy metals and glyphosate, bad combination. Look, Bill, I lost my brain for a period of time where my short-term memory was gone, even my long-term memory. I mean, I was in brain fog. It wasn't until I started getting these toxins out of my brain that I got my brain back, even better than before I was sick, I'd have to say. And that's one of the things that I teach, is how to detox the brain and the nerve system correctly. And that's a subject that I call true cellular detox. It's not a colon cleanse. It's really getting these heavy metals and other toxins out of this deep tissue like the brain. And then brain nutrient deficiencies. I think we've talked in depth about this, the whole low-fat craze that if you flip on your television even today, you'll still see low-fat menu, low-fat recipes and low-fat this, low-fat that. Look, we know that fat is the key. It's 60% of what your brain is. Fats like saturated fats and cholesterol, the ones that we've been told to fear, we know now are actually the fats that we need our brain to work. So part of what I teach is, getting the toxins out of the brain, controlling insulin levels, yes, but also adding these, really critical fats back into the diet. High fat is one of the ways we fix the brain, whether it's an autistic child or whether it's an Alzheimer's, person. High fat is key. We're learning that more and more. And then, of course, fixing the gut, using fermented foods, things that we just don't eat anymore, good bacteria. It's not going to happen from your local health food store probiotic. We have to get back to these fermented types of foods that our ancestors ate. We have to get back to removing the things that are killing our bacteria, like this glyphosate that's sprayed on our food. It's an argument to eat organic, no doubt. So those are the four things. But I said I wanted to cite a study that is in the really one of the something I love to get information from, and it's a great research paper. Well, they publish a lot of research papers in the prestigious Journal of Aging and Anti-Aging, and it's a great journal with very, very relevant science. In this particular study, they said that basically the reversal of cognitive decline, a novel therapeutic program. This was the title, right? So I found this study, and I have a few others as well. In this particular study, they took 10 people and that were already considered in early Alzheimer's. And I think two of the three were already in progressive Alzheimer's, right? So they did an unconventional treatment. They didn't use medication. But they looked like I did at some of the causative factors, right? And they started saying, well, if these are the causative factors, let's do some things to alter that. So here it was. 9 out of the 10 in the study improved subjectively and objectively, meaning people were not able to work before the study. That's how severe it was, okay? All of them were able to return to work after the study. All of them, 10 out of 10. So you asked the question at the beginning of the show, you know, do I believe that it can reverse? Well, this study proves it. It's not my opinion. Improvements sustained even 2.5 to 3 years after the study. Now, because the people were taught a new way of life, that's the thing. So if we look at one of the subjects, okay, just one, I pulled one. Again, I'm reading it right from the study here. This was a 69-year-old who progressively was getting worse over 11 years, okay? So in the study, he was not able to work. He was not even able to recognize faces anymore. He was not able to add up numbers in a column, okay, one of the tests that they used, which, by the way, according to his wife, he was gifted at just doing numbers in his head. He couldn't even look at it on paper and do it anymore. So that's how severe it was. After 6 months, his wife and coworkers all noted massive improvements. He lost 10 pounds. He was able to recognize faces again. He could remember his daily schedule again, and he could add columns in his head again. So that was pretty amazing, right? And this was just one subject. Remember, there were 10. All of them improved. This was one guy. So here's what they addressed in the study. You ready? They did that thing that I called intermittent fasting. They said, don't eat for 15 hours. From dinner the night before, don't eat breakfast in the morning. Go at least 15 hours. Why? Because studies show it raises growth hormone, which the brain needs. Studies show that it raises testosterone. Studies show that it reduces inflammation. So the intermittent fasting they said in the study was probably the most significant thing that they did. They put them on a low-carb diet. What did that do? Control insulin, right? They control glucose and insulin. They gave them grass-fed meat. They put them on high-intensity exercise. Okay, they made sure he was sleeping at least 7 to 8 hours. Okay, they also started putting him on some basic nutrition that they knew upregulated something in our cells called glutathione. Okay, so this is just what they did. This was part of the protocol. So that is what we know works to reverse this. Now, they gave them also high fat. They said that most of the fat in the diet was fats that were afraid of cholesterol.
I told you at the beginning, there's no way we could do this in an hour. This means it's rolling over to our next show. Phil Kaplan, Dan Papa, Health Seekers Radio, and you. We'll be back next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.